Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 30th, 2020. Today is Monday in the fifth week of Lent. This is a reading from the 14th chapter of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Pursue love and strive for the spiritual gifts, and especially that you may prophesy. For those who speak in a tongue do not speak to other people but to God, for nobody understands them, since they are speaking mysteries in the Spirit. On the other hand, those who prophesy speak to other people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. Those who speak in a tongue build up themselves, but those who prophesy build up the church. Now I would like all of you to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy. It's helpful to remember that these few verses from the beginning of 1 Corinthians 14 immediately follow Paul's line in what we call 1 Corinthians 13, "There abide faith, hope, and love. These three, the greatest of them is love." I spoke a little bit about that on Saturday. And it's also helpful for us to once again remember that Paul didn't write in chapters and verses. Paul wrote letters, and the chapters and verses were added long after Paul. And so what starts in what we call 1 Corinthians 14 actually is a continuation of the argument that he has been outlining since what we call 1 Corinthians 12:1. So pursue love comes right after Paul has said that faith, hope, and love abide these three, and the greatest of those is love. So pursue love, chase after love. And love, as we talked about on Saturday, is not about a feeling. It's about a way of being and behaving in the world. And then he goes further. Strive for spiritual gifts, all those gifts that the Corinthians were arguing about, knowledge and faith and healing and discernment and tongues and speaking and interpretation of tongues and all of the things. Strive after the spiritual gifts. But then Paul says, but especially that you may prophesy. Now, some of you have likely heard this before, but prophesying is not about telling the future. Prophesying, rather, in Paul's understanding, is about having divine insight into the present. What is God saying to the church and to the world right now? And he talks in a couple of verses later about what this prophesying looks like, what this prophesying does. Prophesying upbuilds people and encourages them and consoles them. If there is ever an opportunity for the church to prophesy, it's right now. What are the words that we would give to our world right now that would lift them up out of the pits of anxiety, depression, despair, and fear? What words would we as people of faith say to our situation that would be an encouragement? How would we use our words to console people who are grieving? There are plenty of people who say the church is not equipped to deal with a time like this. In fact, just a few minutes ago, I was on social media, and there's an article apparently from Time Magazine, which, to be fair, I have not read, but the headline of it was that Christianity has no answer to the current circumstances. Well, I haven't read the article, but I would actually say we do have things to say to these circumstances. Now, if what Christianity is supposed to do at this moment is offer a thorough explanation of faith, and we're supposed to be able to explain why some people get better and some people don't, and we're supposed to offer a defense of a supposed good God who now allows these kinds of tragedies into our world, if that is what people are expecting for Christianity to address, then they're asking the fundamentally wrong questions. It's not up to the Christian faith to proclaim a theology that says if you say the right prayers and you do the right things, then nothing bad ever is going to happen to you. Here's the big news right now. None of us get out of this life alive. And that's not me being glib. That is the recognition that part of being human is that these lives of ours eventually come to an end. But now, faced with the anxiety, the fear, the frustration, the hurt, the anguish, the grief that is gripping so many people across this country, the Christian does have an obligation to prophesy into those situations. And by prophesying, I mean to offer a word of encouragement and consolation, to offer the hope that is beyond this life, and to sit patiently, even at a safe distance, with people who are friends and loved ones of ours who are grieving. This is not a time to be silent about the great hope that is within us, and it is also not the time to speak too quickly with cliches. This is a time where, if ever the church needed the spiritual gift of prophecy and prophesying, of preaching a word that builds up, of preaching a word that encourages, of preaching a word that consoles, now is the time. We do have things to say, and we have been given the words. My prayer is that we will follow the leading of the Spirit and use our words wisely and for the glory of God and for the consolation of the brokenhearted. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.